Hello, hello. Welcome in to the Right State of Mind podcast. It is yours truly, Charlie, back with another episode. What's up, my people? Welcome back to another week. I am excited to get started. So I am solo dolo today. Go ahead and get that out the way. My boy Ansley was, you know, he was planned to be here, but sometimes things happen. A little under the weather, voice a little scratchy. Pretty sure he's losing it. So he cannot make it to this episode. But, you know, the show must go on. You know, we're in February. We talked about the relationship series, something I'm very excited about. One of my favorite things to talk about. So we had to keep it moving. And I will be here by myself, as always, I promise. I won't keep y'all too long. But very excited about this episode. You know, for those loyal listeners, you know, last episode we brought a friend of mine, Elena, on, and she talked about navigating that dating life. You know, that episode was aimed more for the single people who are like in single in 2024, trying to navigate the dating life, the ins and outs, some mindset things. But this episode, I wanted to talk about, you know, when you, for my people who are in a relationship, you know, whether it's an early relationship, you know, maybe you've been dating for a little while, not yet married or engaged or anything like that, but just navigating a relationship. I think any and everybody can take a little something away from this episode. So me by myself, so I won't waste your time. I'm going to jump right into it. So I'll be honest, my thought process for this episode, when I planned for it to be, you know, Ansley and I were going to go on here together and we were going to talk about this topic. I had an idea to talk about, you know, the do's and don'ts of navigating a relationship or the do's and don'ts of a healthy relationship. And we were going to come up with some questions to ask each other and kind of ping pong off of each other to ask, because we both have experience in this area, you know, just to provide you guys with a little bit of context. I've been dating my girlfriend now for a little over 2 years, happy, you know, love her, all that. Ansley's in a relationship as well. And like I tell y'all all the time, this is a topic I talk about all the time in therapy. You know, down the line, I think it is something that I'm going to specialize and try to focus more on versus just trying to, you know, help different other areas. I think this is something I want to focus on in the very, very near future. So anyway, we were going to ping pong. So what I'm going to do for this episode is I'm going to keep that same structure. I'm going to keep that same structure and I'm going to ping pong, because I have the answers that Ansley was going to say on the episode. And obviously I have my own. So I'm going to ping pong that same way for you guys and answer those, because I think this goes into everything that I'm thinking for this episode, the do's and don'ts. So the do's and don'ts of a healthy relationship. For anybody out there who's in a relationship or have ever been in a relationship, you know, there's a lot to there's a lot to being in a relationship. There's a lot to having a successful relationship and maybe one that's a little bumpy. But for this episode, I'm gonna try to help y'all out here. So I'm gonna start at the very beginning. So my question, actually, this is Ansley's question. I'm gonna start with Ansley's question first. He asked, what do you think the most important component of a successful relationship is? So, very good question to start. I will let you know what his answer was, and then I will let you know what my answer was. Funny thing is, just a little bit of backstory. We've been friends for a long time, so we think alike a lot of times. There's so many things that we talk about, and we end up having very similar answers. And when I saw his answers in this, it did not surprise me. We're kind of on the same page. So he said, for this answer, the most component of a successful relationship to him is communication. So anybody who has ever listened to me talk, if my girlfriend's listening right now, she's shaking her head because she knows that is my number one as well. Communication in a relationship is everything. And Ansley was talking about how everybody is so unique. You know, you got two different people in a relationship, and I agree 100%. So my thought process with communication and why I think it's so important in a relationship, I want you to think about it like this. When you're in a relationship, you have two different people that are trying to come together and make it work and like move together. So in order to move together and be on the same page, that's the thing. You have to be on the same page. For a relationship to work, you got to be on the same page. I don't know of a relationship that is successful that the sides are not on the same page. And right now, obviously, we're talking about a romantic relationship, but this is any relationship, a business relationship. How could two business partners work together if they're not on the same page? So the same goes for a romantic relationship. In order for it to work, you have to be on the same page. To be on the same page, you have to communicate. We have to talk about things. We have to discuss what we're thinking, what you're thinking, what I'm feeling, what are you feeling, that sort of thing. And something that I've learned myself from experience in relationships, but also experience in the therapy room, is everybody's communication skills or communication abilities are a little bit different. You know, there are some people who can communicate very well, and there's some people that really struggle with communication. There's also a lot of people who think that they're really good at communicating, but they're really not, to be honest. I'm not trying to be harsh. I'm just keeping it real here. There are a lot of people who think communication or their communication is, you know, very good, but it's not. So one of my rule of thumbs is, when it comes to communication, what's the most important part of that? Most people think me verbalizing something, so me letting you know how I feel, that's like the most important thing when it comes to communicating. That is not the most important thing when it comes to communicating. The most important thing when it comes to communicating is listening. Are you able to listen? You know, another rule of thumb I like to talk about is, when you're in a relationship, when it comes to listening, go by this principle. Listen to understand, not to respond. A lot of people listen to respond. Think about it. When somebody's telling you something, before they're even done, are you already thinking about what your rebuttal is going to be? Before they're even finished, you already are formulating, this is what I'm about to say. As soon as they stop, as soon as they give me a chance to jump in, I'm about to say this right here. You're not listening to understand. You have kind of tuned them out a little bit, because you're so fixated on what you're about to respond with. Not good. When it comes to a relationship, listen to understand, not to respond. Once they're finished, okay, I heard you. I'm trying to comprehend. I'm trying to process. And then you can respond. So communication is the number one thing. You have to be on the same page. You cannot be on the same page with somebody if you don't communicate. My relationship with clients, you know, that's a working relationship. One of the things that I lay out there, I put it out there in like the first session or two, definitely no later than the second session. I tell every client I have, I really encourage you, if there is something that you are feeling, something that you need from this process that you may not feel like you're getting, or something that you just really want to focus on, I need you to tell me. I need you to put it out there. No matter how, you know, it might be a little uncomfortable for you, or you might be fearful of something, throw that out the window. I need you to tell me, because if you don't, you're cheating yourself from achieving what you came here for, because I can't read your mind. I cannot read your mind. I'm a big energy person, so I can feel a lot of times energy from somebody. So if something's off or I feel like something's bothering a client, but they're not saying it, you know, it kind of limits what you can do. And the same thing goes for in relationships. If something's bothering you, or something that you feel like you need to bring up or talk about, you got to be able to communicate that. So providing a space is so important in a relationship. Providing a space where we can talk about whatever is going on. It's super key, y'all. Listen, I ain't gonna tell you nothing wrong now. Super key to talk about whatever is bothering you, me, anything like that. We have to be able to have a space to where we can sit down and talk about it. Because anybody who's in a relationship, you can agree with this. Problems will come up. Problems will come up. Issues will come up. You're not going to agree on everything. That's going to happen. So being able to communicate is everything. So that is the first answer for that question. That, you know, we were on the same page with that. Communication is everything. So next question, moving on here. So The next one was, what are your common challenges when navigating a relationship? So this is one I kind of laugh at, if I'm being honest, because, you know, I'm a little older now than I used to be. And I laugh because when I sit back and I think about the way I used to think and go about stuff when I was a little younger, it's funny to me. Because at the time, you couldn't tell me I wasn't right. I thought for sure this is the way to do something. But now I'm older and I'm laughing because I couldn't have been more wrong in some cases. Not every case, but in some cases. So my answer for this was, so when you're in a relationship, a part of that is like letting somebody in and sharing your life with somebody. You got to understand, when you're in a relationship, it's not just about you. You're sharing your life with somebody. This person is a part of your life, especially if you're more on the serious side. You know, obviously, if you're in the beginning and, you know, you're not really, it just depends on how serious you're trying to be. But if you're in a serious relationship and you're trying to take it to like the next level and this and so forth and so on, this is very key. You got to understand, you are sharing your life with another person. So they are a part of whatever you're doing. You're a part of whatever they're doing. And for me early on, you know, moving as an individual was something I was used to. I'm used to moving as an individual. This is kind of, you know, you're not really, you're just thinking of the way that you do things. In a relationship, that's not the case anymore. You got to throw that out the window. And you have to learn how to move as a unit. So right now in my relationship now, anything that I'm a part of, I have to take into account my partner. You know, how she's going to feel about this or what she thinks. Like, she's involved in my thought process in just about every decision I make and something I'm doing. Because we share a life together. We live together. You know, we got plans. Like, that's a part of it. So you got to be able to think that. So sharing your life with somebody was always a little challenge for me. Because, again, I'm used to moving as an individual. As I got older now it's easier now. But I think I would say that was probably my biggest challenges. And Ansley put, I think his is tied into another answer, but he said, learning not to be so stubborn and putting his pride to the side. Now, I'm telling you, as a male, I relate to that. We, you know, males, sometimes we're stubborn and we want it to go our way. This is what we're thinking. This is how this is supposed to go. Let's move forward like this. I'm telling you right now, if you're in a relationship and that's how you're thinking, you will always struggle. I can promise you that. If you're in a relationship and you are hell bent on your way and your thinking, and it has to be like this or you're right, you will always struggle in a relationship. When you're in a relationship, if you are in a relationship and you have decided that I want to be with this other person, that thought process of my way and my thinking has to go out of the window. It has to. At that point, it's not just about you and your thinking. You have to be open to another human being's thought process and feelings. Because if not, you should just stay single. Why would you get in a relationship and still be hell-bent on your way of thinking? Like, why would you invite somebody into that? That's like saying, hey, you can come be with me, but we got to do it my way, though. Who the hell wants to sign up for that? Would you want to sign up with a person that says, hey, do you want to be together? But it has to go my way. Why the hell would I want to sign up for that? Well, when you think about yourself and you move on your accord and you're not really taking other people's feelings and thoughts into account, that's pretty much what you're doing. You're asking somebody to sign up, but also letting them know that it has to be your way. And if that's the case, you're always going to struggle. I can promise you that, because we're all different, man. We're all different. We all have different experiences. We all have different ways that we process information. We all have different ways that we go about things. So you got to be open to another person's ideas and like what they're feeling. And if you're not, like I said, you're going to struggle. You are going to struggle. I can tell you right now, one of the biggest lessons I've learned in a relationship is learning how to take the L sometimes. Sometimes you got to take the L. And you have to be okay with it. And I'm going to tell you the hardest part of that. The hardest part of learning to take the L sometimes is when you really, truly feel like you're right, though. When you truly feel like the way I'm thinking about this is right, I'm right about this. And then learning how to take the L sometimes. I'm laughing because that shit is hard in the moment. Because a lot of times that's because your emotions are getting the best of you. But sometimes you got to learn how to take the L even if you think you're right. Because at the end of the day, ask yourself, is it worth it? A friend of mine told me a long time ago, I watched him, I observed him with his wife. And we are similar. So I saw it and it was hard for me to understand, like, how can he, you know, navigate this and put up with this? So I asked him, I was like, how do you deal with that? And he said to me, he said, sometimes you got to learn how to pick your battles. And that stuck with me. And, you know, me being in a relationship, that's kind of what I deal with too. It's like, I think in any relationship, this is going to come up because you're not always going to see eye to eye. So learning how to take the L and asking yourself in the grand scheme of things, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it to go like back and forth on something that in a week won't even matter anyway? Like, that's the thing. You argue about stuff. And usually when people hold on to stuff, it's a pride thing. Just like Ansley, he's talking about here, putting his pride aside. When you hold on to it and you're hell bent on, I got to be right. I got to prove to him or her that I'm right about this. That's a pride thing. My thing was, one thing I learned is I would always, like, let's say you're going back and forth with a person and you're like hell bent on showing them that you're right. At the end of it, even if they say, okay, you're right, you sit and ask yourself, like, was that worth it? Because a lot of times by the time you do all that, it has caused so much damage that the result that you think it was going to have doesn't even happen. And at the end of the day, it ends up not even being worth it. So it's not even worth it. So I agree with him. Sharing your life with somebody, learning how to take the L, like, pretty much the way I think about it is you got to put somebody else before yourself. Put somebody else's feelings and thoughts before yourself. Like, how is this person going to feel about this? And do that. And if you do that, I think more times than not, you'll be happy and successful. It'll help your relationship versus it will tear it down. If you're arguing back and forth and going back and forth and you like hell bent on, I got to be right. Little do you know, you are slowly chipping away at your relationship. You just slowly chipping away. You just hurting it little by little. So it ain't even worth it. So don't even do it. So common challenges, I would say that. That's one of the do's and don'ts. Put somebody before yourself. That is a do. Do not be hell bent on your way of thinking, how you should do something and how you should navigate. It will not last. You will always find yourself in a situation where you're arguing or going back and forth. So I wouldn't do it. All right. Moving right along. Next question was, what would you say you need to work on the most in a relationship? Now, a lot of these kind of tie into each other, I'll be honest. But they're all good because anybody who's listening that's in a relationship, I'm pretty sure everything I've said so far, I would bet money that you've experienced that at some point. You might be experiencing it right now. So if that's the case, turn the volume up because we're halfway there. But turn the volume up. So we're trying to help you here. So the question was, what would you say you need to work on the most in a relationship? I will go with Ansley's answer first, then I'll go with mine. His was vulnerability and willing to listen. You know, he was talking about how he found himself in a place recently where he noticed that he had this tendency to always defend himself. So he was on the defense a lot of times. And he was just talking about how in his relationships he's noticed that and the damages that it's done, pretty much. Mine was kind of the same thing, but a little bit different. I said moving as a unit versus moving as an individual, kind of very similar to what I just said. But vulnerability and willing to listen. It goes back to kind of what I just said. What you need to work on the most in a relationship, I would say one of the do's for that is learning how to move as a unit. Learning how to move as a unit versus an individual. Because if you move as an individual in a relationship, you will always struggle. You will always struggle. Put somebody else before yourself. If you do that, you will be in a much better place than what you were. You know, and what Ansley's answer, it really reminds me, like a lot of clients I have, they struggle with that too. Or just it, like people I've talked to in general, because the clients and people in my personal life, when it comes to relationships, a lot of the problems are one and the same. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not really something in a therapy room that is just only in a therapy room. I think it's everybody in relationships kind of deal with the same problems or have experienced some of the same problems. And kind of like, you know what, another thing, just real quick side note for this relationship, as you're listening to me talk about this, I want you to do kind of what we did in the end of the month check-in episode. I really want you to self-evaluate, like take a second and really evaluate yourself in your relationship. You know, these questions I'm asking, you need to ask yourself and sit down and really evaluate where you are with some of this stuff. You know, is this an area I can work on? Is this an area I'm weaker at? Whatever the case may be. So pretty much for that one, work on the most in a relationship, I would say just moving as a unit, not moving as an individual. Because if you move as an individual, you're pretty much going to struggle. And Ansley's vulnerability and willing to listen. Like, you have to be willing to listen. You have to be willing to put yourself first. You have to be willing to be honest with your partner. It actually strengthens the connection when you can do that. So moving right along. I know I'm a little over time I thought I would be, but I'm going to keep moving because I don't want to hold you long. I always make you guys a promise. But here's the last one I'll go over. And this is probably, you know, one of the most important ones. How do you handle disagreements or conflicts in a constructive way while in a relationship? This is a big one. This is a big one because it kind of goes, like I said, all these are, they're very tied into each other. They're very relatable. I can promise you one thing. I don't like to make promises. As a therapist, it's one of my golden rules. I don't like to make promises of, well, I promise you we'll fix this or you'll be better at that. No, I don't like to do that because, you know, nothing is promised and it's all about the work you put in. But I can promise you this. In a relationship, it's not a matter of if, it's when you have a disagreement or a conflict. There is going to come a time where you and your partner are not seeing eye to eye. Matter of fact, you're on different planets when it comes to something. You're disagreeing on something. Y'all are really, you're having a conflict on a certain situation. That's going to happen. So how you handle it is key for the relationship working out. Because if it's inevitable that it's going to happen, one of two things will happen. This is what usually happens. If two people find themselves in disagreements, or they find themselves in a conflict, one of two things happen. Either they don't handle it well and slowly but surely they, you know, they go their separate ways, because how in the hell could you be with a person and you find yourself arguing with this person or having a disagreement and it is never resolved in like a positive way. So if you with a person and you notice that y'all argue a lot and it never like ends well, what it's doing is it slowly, again, is chipping away at the relationship. I don't see how I could look at somebody with an affectionate eye and we always arguing. When you argue with somebody and you don't handle it in a positive way, you start to build resentments towards the other person. There's no way, like I just have a hard time picturing me looking at somebody with a loving eye, wanting to hug them, wanting to kiss them, if we argue a lot of times and it never ends in a positive way. Usually, like I said, it chips away at the relationship. You start to build resentments. Over time, you go your separate ways. So that's the first thing. Like I said, one of two things happen. Either you do not handle it in a positive way and it slowly but surely just kind of, you know, creates those resentments, creates ill feelings towards each other, or you learn to handle it in a positive way to where you can disagree, but at the end of it, you can still come together and understand and see each other's sides and not necessarily have ill feelings towards each other. So how do you handle that? My thing was, is big. It goes back to the very first. We can wrap it up here because the last answer ties into the first. Communication. And with the communication, learning to look at the problem versus the individual, because that's what it is a lot of times. If my partner and I are not seeing eye to eye on something, it's not really about her or me. It's not really about my feelings towards her, her feelings towards me. It's really our feelings about whatever the issue is. So whatever the issue is, being able to look at the issue and say, let's put the issue on the table and then let's work together to solve the issue versus I'm mad at her and I'm got these feelings towards her and vice versa. Let's put the issue on the table and let's work on solving the issue. And when you can externalize the issue, you're able to look at it from a different perspective and be better able to solve the problem versus going at each other. And I think Ansley's answer was very similar. So he was talking about the same thing, pretty much being able to look at what the actual problem is and understanding that, you know, a resolution has different looks from someone admitting fault, having mutual respect, and understanding to agree to disagree. You know, I think that's very big, because you got to understand, when you're with somebody, that person, they have their own upbringing, they have their own understanding, they have their own way of going about things. So you cannot expect for somebody to see something the way you see it in every type of situation. We're all different. You know, this is a little bit of a side note, but it's kind of where it works the same way. So if anybody knows me, I'll tell you what my biggest pet peeve is. My biggest pet peeve in life is when someone doesn't use what I consider to be common sense. So if somebody's handling something, I'm like, why would you do that? That's common sense. It really annoys me. And it used to be a lot worse when I was younger, but now it's not as bad. And I'll tell you why. Because the older I've gotten, the more I understand that what's common sense to me is not common sense to everybody else. The way I see things is not the way that everybody sees it. You know, somebody, they might see it a different way, and I'm sure it works the opposite way too. I may handle something where they may look at me and say, why would you handle it like that? That's common sense. So it goes both ways. So what I understand now is the way I see things and the way I comprehend and understand things is not the way everybody else sees it and comprehends it. So I can't get mad at somebody for that. Now, it's difficult a lot of times, but that's the case. So the same thing goes in relationships. I can't expect somebody to see it the same way I see it every time and get mad when they don't see it the way I see it. Because the way, you know, their comprehension may be a little different. It doesn't make anybody right or wrong in every case. It's just something different. So you got to be able to do that in a relationship. Look at it, what the problem is, being able to come together, work on it, problem solve as a team versus two individuals, and understand that, you know, there's different perspectives. And if you work together and communicate, that's the case. So, all right, man, went a little bit longer than I expected, but I think that's a good thing. So I hope y'all can take something away from this, man. This is only the second part of the relationship series. Next week, we will have the third part of the relationship series. As always, man, I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Your support is everything. Right State of Mind Podcast on Instagram. Right State of Mind Podcast on TikTok. I really appreciate y'all. Until next time, get your mind right. See y'all.